With SRN News, I'm John Scott. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Hamas has shown its true colors when it comes to Israel.
I understand on a personal level the harrowing echoes that Hamas's massacres carry for Israeli Jews, indeed, for Jews everywhere.
Blinken's visit comes as Israeli forces are moving toward a ground invasion of Gaza. Meanwhile, British Foreign Secretary James Cleverly says Britain stands behind Israel.
Our support to Israel will be driven by their requests, but I was here to let them know that we stand ready to support them as a government, as well as the British nationals here in Israel.
Meanwhile, the head of Elon Musk's social media platform X says the company, formerly known as Twitter, has removed hundreds of Hamas-linked accounts and taken down or labeled thousands of pieces of content since the military group's attack on Israel. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. House of Representatives is in limbo as Republican Steve Scalise from Louisiana appears short of the number of votes needed to be Speaker. Correspondent Edwin Mora has more on the story.
Republicans who control the House on Wednesday nominated Scalise to serve as Speaker following last week's historic ouster of Kevin McCarthy, but delayed further action when he appears to be short of the support needed to win a vote of the full chamber. It is unclear when the full House will vote on a speaker. The pause comes down to the fact that Scalise doesn't have the votes to get to 217 right now. At least 8 Republicans have come out against Scalise. That's more than the 4 he can afford to lose. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 7 points, and the NASDAQ adding 49 points. This is SRN News. The Church of England takes another step toward condoning gay marriage.
The House of Bishops has approved a plan to develop what it calls, quote, prayers of love and faith for same-sex couples. Conservative critics say this is just the latest move toward a decision that will eventually allow 2 men or 2 women to be formally married by priests of Britain's National Church. Conservative members of the worldwide Anglican Communion, mostly in Africa, are already threatening a formal split over the issue. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nebraska's top election official has confirmed that voters will decide next year whether public money can go to private school tuition, including religious schools. The ballot question would repeal a measure passed by the Nebraska legislature earlier this year that allowed millions in state income tax to be diverted to religious and other private schools. Many parents are seeking alternatives to public classrooms. This is SRN News. 3 months after Turkey agreed to expedite Sweden's NATO membership bid, little sign of progress has emerged. NATO defense ministers are meeting, and the issue is expected to be raised. Sweden gave up on decades of military non-alignment in 2022 to seek protection under NATO's security umbrella. Salman Rushdie has written a memoir about the horrifying attempt on his life.
That attempt left him blind in his right eye and with a damaged left hand. Knife, Meditations After an Attempted Murder will be published April 16th. This was a necessary book for me to write, a way to take charge of what happened and to answer violence with art, Rushdie said in a statement Wednesday. In August 2022, Rushdie was stabbed repeatedly in the neck and abdomen by a man who rushed the stage as the author was about to give a lecture in Western New York. Keith Peters reporting.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.